Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lamplighters by Emma Stonex. Read for you by Tom Burke and Indira Varma. Author's note. In December 1900, three lighthouse keepers disappeared from a remote rock light on the island of Ellen More in the Outer Hebrides. Their names were Thomas Marshall, James Duckett, and Donald MacArthur. The Lamplighters is inspired by and written in respectful memory of this event, but is a work of fiction and therefore bears no resemblance to these men's lives or their characters.
We stood a moment, still tongue-tied, and each with black foreboding eyed the door ere we should fling it wide to leave the sunlight for the gloom. Wilfred Wilson Gibson, Flannan Isle. Two different men. I've been two men so long now. From Tony Parker, Lighthouse. Part 1, 1972. Chapter 1, Relief. When Jory opens the curtains, the day is light and grey. The radio playing a half-known song. He listens to the news about a girl who's gone missing from a bus stop up north and drinks from a mug of brown tea. Poor mother's beside herself. Well, she would be. Short hair, short skirt, big eyes. That's how he pictures the girl, shivering in the cold, and an empty bus stop where someone should have stood, waving or drowning. And the bus pulls up and away, never the wiser.